at work, I'm doing release project that I was working on for a year.
Oh, released it today?
Not today, but this
week. Nice.
So it's sense of relief from that perspective.
Okay, cool. We have lots to talk about though. So where should we start? We can start with the EFL Cup, I guess. I didn't see the games, but.
Yeah, I didn't see the game either. I saw highlights of Arsenal-Blackpool.
Arsenal-Blackpool, yeah. So we can just start with that, I guess. Normal discussion. So.
Yeah, I think for Arsenal, it's another win. So we extend our unbeaten run to 13 games now.
Mm-hmm.
But the game in itself, we got a red card. So Matteo Guendouzi was sent off in the second half.
Yeah.
And from then on, like, we were leading 2-0 at the time.
Right.
And then Blackpool came back afterwards.
And unfortunately for them.
Get the equalizer.
Yeah.
But just from the team selection, like, we have a lot of defensive injuries right now. So it'll be interesting to see what solution Emery comes up with. Because both of our left backs are injured. And Lichtsteiner played in the left back position. He didn't do that well just because he's like 34 years old. He doesn't have that energy that Premier League fullbacks need.
Who's your other left back? Monreal and?
Monreal and Kolasinac.
Oh,
so
okay.
Both of them are injured.
I've not seen Kolasinac for a long time.
Yeah, he's been injured this season. So he should be back soon.
So Xhaka didn't play left back today?
Xhaka wasn't in the starting lineup today. Okay. We got Jenkinson, who's still
at
Arsenal.
He's still with the club.
He's still at Arsenal. He was on loan, so he came back to Arsenal. So it was surprising to see him starting game for Arsenal after a long time.
Yeah.
And we had one of the youth team players, Julio Pleguezuelo, in defense.
Okay.
And Mustafi Lichtsteiner. So I think like he's looking for alternatives for left back position. So Jenkinson gave a start to Jenkinson, see how he does. I think he did well in the game. He got an assist, I think. So it's good, but just the defensive worries could like hurt us against Liverpool.
Right.
We have a game against Liverpool this weekend, and Hector Bellerin is also injured. He was substituted in the last game against Crystal Palace. So he may be missing out on Liverpool game as well. So, and
you're playing Liverpool next.
Yeah, we're playing Liverpool on the weekend. So we'll see what happens because fullbacks are very important,
right?
In the Premier League right now, like every team, like, they start their attacks from fullbacks, and it's very important to have your fullbacks injury free and ready to go.
Actually, they start their attacks with the goalkeeper.
Yeah, like most teams are like starting to play with like starting out from the back.
Arsenal
are also trying to do the same thing, like playing out from the back. So fullbacks play a very important role in their link up and giving support and putting in crosses in the box.
Mm.
So that's the thing that worries me the most. Smith Rowe scored today, so it was good to see him scoring, and Lichtsteiner also got his first goal for Arsenal. And yeah, we'll see how we line up against Liverpool, especially defensively. For attacking-wise, for Arsenal, I think for front four, it's still not clicking for us. So against Crystal Palace, the game that we drew 2-2, we had Ozil, Aubameyang, Lacazette, and Alex Iwobi. Those are individually our best players so far this season as front three, but when they start together, I think this was the first time they all four started together. That didn't work out very well.
But Aubameyang and Lacazette together works out most of the time.
Most of the times, yeah, they do get goals, but whenever they have started, whenever he started both of them together, it seemed like it doesn't click right away.
Mm-hmm.
It works really well when Lacazette starts and Aubameyang comes on as a substitute. They both link up very well.
Okay.
So they both have a good chemistry, but it's just that the front four are they don't get in too many chances. And Aubameyang, I think from the left, he finds it hard to make an impact. Although he's scoring, so his goals to minute ratio right now is better than, I think it's second best right now in the...
Yeah, he's ahead of... Who was the striker? No, I read somewhere that his goal scoring ratio is higher than
he's higher than Kane and Aguero right now.
This 16 goals in 23 games or something.
Yeah, so he's playing really well. I mean, I think the thing that works out
and
for
out
him
of out of the 16 goals, you can count some offsides as well that he has managed to get himself.
Yeah, so and those all count. So he's making an impact, but for him, it's the positioning that gets him the goals. I think he's a very
poacher type
of player. Like, he just knows where the ball will fall in the box, and he's always there. Even though he's playing from the left, he will, like, you will find him
because he's inherently a striker.
Yeah, but yeah, overall though, game wise, like, I don't think it works out well him on the wings, because His dribbling and passing is not as great, right. But he's really good in front of the goal. Like, he can finish up the chances, but just to carry the ball forward, I don't think he's that kind of a player.
So Emery is still trying out formations, I guess, but they are winning, so maybe he is hesitating to try something overly different.
Yeah,
he's continuing with what works, I guess.
Yeah, so we'll see what he comes up with, but right now it seems like we're still trying to find out who our top four attacking players are, or the front four. Are Ozil is clicking into form, so that's a good thing.
Did he play today, Ozil?
He didn't play today. Today was mostly like pretty much a young team. From the senior players, we had Welbeck, Mkhitaryan and Ramsey, and Cheick Mustafi in defense.
Okay.
So, yeah, we are on a good run, though. We are fourth in the table.
Okay.
Because of our draw, we're still like 4 points behind top of the league, Man City. We'll see how it goes. I think the next game against Liverpool is very important. And based on that result, we can judge. Because people are saying that Arsenal haven't come against any bigger opposition so far, so it's really hard to give them credit for their unbeaten run or the winning run that they had.
Yeah, Liverpool will be a very big test. Because now even Salah is coming back to form. Mane played well last time.
Yeah.
So you have a big game. And then you are also playing Spurs in the next round of EFL Cup.
There'll be another tough game.
Spurs won against West Ham 3-1. Did Harry Kane didn't play, right? Yeah. Heung-min Son scored two goals, and Llorente with the other one, who is also with Spurs. I kind of forgot about him.
Yeah, even I was surprised to see him on the score sheet.
So,
For Spurs, Dele Alli and Christian Eriksen are back from injury, so that's a good boost for them. And
right.
Dele Alli also signed
a new deal. Yeah, yeah.
So even though the atmosphere around the club is kind of negative for
even
Spurs,
Pochettino is this kind of what's the word for it? Like skeptical of because of the stadium troubles and
Trouble is the biggest thing for them now. And Pochettino, after their last game, which was against Man City,
they lost 1-0.
And he after the game said that it was the lowest point in his managerial career. So he seems like very frustrated. Even though like Spurs are not, I mean, this is their best start of the season.
Yeah. Ever,
their
yeah.
Club's history. So it's a big achievement for them, but still they are fifth in the table. That's also like adds to the frustration.
Because other teams are having better starts.
Yeah.
Then, because it's the first time first time ever, I think that three teams have been unbeaten after 10 games.
Yeah.
In the Premier League, but Spurs, the stadium is an issue also. I had this random question about the last game they played against Man City. So Man City, isn't it kind of disadvantageous for other teams, maybe for Spurs or the team they are playing against, if they play in the new stadium against Spurs? Man City got to play them. If the transition happens within this season, then some teams will play Spurs in this ground, Wembley, which is not... Right
their
now,
home.
It's there are problem the grass and stuff, I think, and then other teams will play Spurs at White Hart Lane, which is their home ground, and so they are much used to that ground.
Yeah,
I think because crowd also makes a lot of difference in some games. So it's just a random thought that I had. Isn't it kind of disadvantageous for some teams to have to play Spurs at White Hart Lane while some play them at Wembley.
Yeah, that's true, but I don't think they also know when the new stadium will be ready.
If it's ready at the end of the season, that's good, but if the transition happens, because I know Levy was adamant, or at some place I read, I don't know if he said it, but he wanted to have the move happen as soon as possible.
Yeah, because they also sold season tickets to their new stadium
this time,
and they were expensive, and they are now refunding those tickets, but still it's not great. Just that uncertainty of not having their home stadium, it also adds to their support, and Wembley now, like, the stadium that is being used for NFL games, and it just makes it harder for players to play on that kind of a pitch. I would say about their grass and all the other issues, because stadium is used so often,
right?
So because of that, I think, like, the atmosphere around Spurs is kind of negative, because they are sitting fifth, even though that's their best start in the league, in their history, and they're not playing as well as they started the season.
Yeah, I'm kind of happy about it. But no, yeah, I'm maybe happy their as well, fans, like, are.
Yeah.
I can feel their. But they managed to beat West Ham, so that's good. Away from home, they're still carrying on, at least winning the games. In the other game, Chelsea beat Derby County. This was a return to Stamford Bridge for Frank Lampard. I did watch some of the highlights, and Lampard got the standing ovation that he deserves. I think he's a legend for the club. So even though his team was playing against us, like, throughout the game, people were clapping for him. And it was a crazy game to watch. Two own goals from Derby County, one of them from a Chelsea loanee as well, Fikayo Tomori. But then they came back twice to level the game. So, and then in the end, it was Fabregas who scored the winner for Chelsea. But we didn't play too well. Loftus-Cheek was the best player, I think. He is taking his claim to be consistently involved in Chelsea's midfield. So I hope Sarri gives him chances in the Premier League as well, because he scored the hat-trick in the Europa League earlier last week, I think.
Yeah, I think he is in a good run of form right now.
And it's good that at least goals are coming from midfield, because Morata is struggling to score goals, even though he scored last time. But the surprise result was this Middlesbrough beating Crystal Palace. Surprise only because Crystal Palace is a Premier League team, I guess that's why. But Middlesbrough are doing well in the championship. They are top of the league, I think.
Oh, wow.
So, especially after the good result against Arsenal, losing this game could be...
Yeah, Middlesbrough is third in the championship. Only 2 points behind.
Oh, it's their third? Okay.
Yeah, but they're joined second.
Okay.
They are third on
I think
on
they
a
were
goal
leading
difference.
At some point.
Okay. Yeah, Crystal Palace were... They did play well against Arsenal. They would feel unlucky not to come away with a win against Arsenal. But let's see who they played. So they had pretty much like their backup 11, seems like, from the starting lineup. Had Puncheon, Max Meyer, Schlupp, Sorloth, Jordan Ayew.
Not Zaha, right?
Zaha wasn't
there. This Crystal Palace are so different. I've never seen, at least in my lifetime... Even with Chelsea, like, you can say Eden Hazard is the main player, but the way Crystal Palace play with and without Zaha, you can
even
in the
Chris
results,
Baker, like he is the only one who can carry the ball forward, and his skill on the ball is like he's too quick to do all those skills.
Yeah,
and he usually like ends up drawing fouls, and you get free kicks and set pieces, and that's how they usually score. So he's also a good finisher. So.
Yeah.
He scores for them and also contributes to their overall play. But apart from him, it's hardly anyone who stands up every week and every game.
Yeah. So, okay, we can talk about the Premier League. Oh, before we talk about Premier League, there was this tragic accident that happened with Leicester City's owner.
Oh,
so, condolences to them, the fans and the family of Vichai. I will not pronounce his last name, just
yeah,
to not mess
hard.
With it.
I tried to read it, but it's hard.
But Vichai and everyone I saw there was a video on Twitter also. It was heartbreaking, actually. All of the, they laid a wreath in the center of the pitch.
Yeah.
And all the Leicester players and the family and I think some supporters, I guess, were there to pay tribute. Yeah, this is really unfortunate accident. Actually, it happened right after the game also. Because I think he usually, in home games, he comes, watches the game and then flies off. Used to fly off in the helicopter. There was this similar accident that happened to Chelsea owner a while back. Not owner, but who invested in Chelsea, Matthew Harding. There's a stand after him now in Stamford Bridge. Maybe they'll do the same, I guess, with Leicester.
Yeah, it's a sad incident for them. Hopefully, they all recover.
That's why they
now and they postpone their
game today.
Not sure when that game will be now.
Yeah, I guess, I think it will be soon because the Premier League game is still going on as scheduled.
Yeah,
not the home. I think with Leicester going away for that. In other news, Glenn Hoddle also had to be taken to hospital.
Oh, for what?
He had a heart attack, I think, but he's doing well now. But I don't know much about him, but I have read he has a big contribution to English football. So, hoping for a quick recovery there. So, coming back to Premier League results. Yeah, Chelsea are going strong. We beat Burnley away from home 4-0. Morata scored. That's good. Loftus-Cheek scored. And Willian was amazing in this game. That's why he has the Team of the Week card as well in FIFA.
Who?
Willian.
Oh, yeah. Willian.
He played.
Yeah.
And Ross Barkley is improving a lot, which is good for us. I did not expect. It just shows how much a manager can really affect things. He was not getting any chance. He had injuries, but also not getting chances under Conte. But he has improved so much, even in this short period of time.
Yeah, it seems like he is he's the main player in the midfield right now.
Yeah,
and it's good to see him scoring. I think like England have a lot of hopes on him when he moved to Chelsea. Although his career didn't start well at Chelsea, but now he is.
Yeah,
he's showing like what he's capable of. We have seen him playing really well for Everton, but in patches like never had that consistency that you need from a top player. And hopefully, maybe at Chelsea, he will find that form and minutes as well.
Yeah, well, at the moment, it looks like he has gotten ahead of Kovacic.
Yeah,
in team selection issues, N'Golo Kanté is always the first choice. Even I think he's still learning his new role because it's not the CDM type role that he had before.
Yeah, he's playing more attacking.
He has to box to box type. And Tottenham lost to Man City. We discussed that already. Man City just continue. Even, you know, Man City missed a lot of chances and Tottenham had some good chances to equalize as well. Lamela missed a really good chance. So, but City keep on rolling.
Yeah, do you think like they have improved from their form in the last season?
Improved or in
like
a different way,
added,
I guess.
Like, I feel that way as well. Like they are on still a next level. Like last season, we were thinking like, okay, this is the best they can do. But this season, I think like they're even in a higher position than the last season, and it would be really hard to beat them.
Which should be appreciated after winning a season. We see how Chelsea performs.
It's really hard. They already have set the bar so high, and to beat it again, it's very
credit to Guardiola for that.
And even though like they had injuries this season, like in last 10 games, like De Bruyne is back from injury now, but you never felt that he is missing from their starting lineup because he used Bernardo Silva, David Silva,
Mahrez,
Sterling very well.
Mahrez, game winner.
Yeah, Mahrez has had a good start to his Manchester City career. He is scoring whenever he is playing.
Yeah,
and that's good to see.
Even in defense, I think this was the sixth clean sheet in a row or something for them.
Yeah.
So defense is power. Laporte is now an automatic selection for Guardiola. Seems like anyone they sign just settles into their system very easily.
Yeah, I think for that, the credit should definitely go to Pep Guardiola. Get the best out of every player and get them to perform. Like we always say, like, okay, they're just like buying the league and buying all the best players. But it's another thing to coach them and give them like footballing lessons.
Yeah.
And now they are like the top scoring side and also the side with least amount of goals. So there's hardly anything they can do further.
I'm glad that Chelsea are actually outscoring Liverpool this time. Liverpool, talking of Liverpool, they have also improved a little bit, but also feels like they went down on the scoring department because their defense has certainly improved. I think they're second best, right?
They have a second best defense. They have considered only 4 goals.
Yeah. But the scoring, at least before the last game, was not up to the standard. But it looks like Salah is coming back to form. So we'll see against Arsenal.
Yeah.
Klopp. I still maintain Liverpool and Man City will be the main title challengers. And Chelsea will fight with others for the third and fourth place. Mm-hmm. That's my prediction. What were the other? Oh yeah, the El Clasico happened and humiliating defeat, which led to Lopetegui's. I don't know how you say his name. Julian. Yeah. Let's just say Julian. Sacking. Julian sacking.
Yeah, sacking of a Real Madrid manager.
Yeah. 5-1 is. I've heard Madrid crowd can be very aggressive also. So this defeat would not have gone well there or there.
Yeah, it's very, very shocking to see Real Madrid sitting like 9th in the league after 10 games.
Sevilla are... Deportivo Alaves are doing...
Yeah.
They are just 1 point behind Barcelona. So yeah, we were talking about this. It's nice to see La Liga being so close. Even Barcelona are not playing up to the mark, but which just shows how bad Madrid are. Because if Barcelona beat them 5-1.
Yeah, I think like things have all gone wrong for Real Madrid as soon as they signed Lopetegui. Like,
yeah.
From that World Cup, he had to
give away bad
his
luck.
Spain job. And
all the curse he got for leaving Spain.
Yeah, and also losing Ronaldo and all of his goals is also a factor in their downfall.
Right.
And also, like, right now, they don't have any, like, charismatic player. Like, Bale
is not,
like, in some games this season, but...
He started off well, but then, now he's...
Yeah, there are a lot of problems. Like, Sergio Ramos came out and he said, like, something against the manager. He said, like, players know better or something.
Right.
There's just things that are... not going well for Real Madrid, and they've signed an interim manager. In
Zidane leaving was also a big thing, also because he left all of a sudden.
Yeah, and like no one would have thought like this will happen to Real Madrid this season.
Yeah.
So it's very, very shocking to see them ninth and also kind of struggling in the Champions League. But we'll see what happens next to them with them. And Solari, what do you think about him?
I don't know much about him, but I read that they won today 4-1. So right after, so it's the new manager effect. So they go some Audrey Ozola or some player. He got 2 goals. He played a new, relatively new team. Most of the players were changed.
Let's see. Oh, Vinicius Jr. got 2 assists as well.
Oh, did he play? I think it might be time to buy him because he might be getting more chances.
Yeah, seems like he started. It was 4-0 win against Melilla.
4-0, okay.
Yeah,
so the new manager, we'll see how he performs in league and future games, but right now it's too early to say. I think he's still a temporary manager for now.
Yeah, I mean, there was rumors that they will be... Signing Conte, but
his
wage looks
demands,
like
I think, didn't work out.
It didn't work out. Maybe there are different news that I read about, like why he didn't come to Real Madrid, or why he's not ready to come to Real Madrid.
He said that he wanted two players also. That's what I read.
Yeah, I think like he had some concerns about Real Madrid saying publicly that he will be their next manager, or like assuming that he will take the offer.
Okay.
So he's reconsidering, I think, and he's also like before leaving Chelsea, or when he was
He has the payoff thing.
He wanted to take a sabbatical and think and reflect what went wrong at Chelsea, and maybe he's thinking that same thing will happen at Real Madrid, where he wouldn't get the players that he needs, or maybe he wouldn't get the budget. So things like that are still needs to be sorted out. So
crazy to think about Real Madrid that he won't get the budget he needs.
Yeah, that's what they've done in last season. So they haven't spent as much as they used to do before. And yeah, we'll see like who will be their next manager.
Yeah. Some people were saying Roberto Martinez is also in contention, which makes me worried also, because then Hazard,
it looks like Hazard at least for now is pretty much sure to be going next year.
Yeah, even on that,
not in January, that's for sure, but yeah, next year he'll be going to Real Madrid.
Yeah, it'll most likely be Neymar or Hazard for them.
Yeah,
I hope they sign Neymar.
So that 5-1 result was something.
In the other news, I think Mbappe was dropped for
coming in late to training.
Yeah.
Mbappe and one other player. Which is good, actually. I think Tuchel has a strong personality if he can drop Mbappe. He did come on as a substitute and scored, right?
Yeah, he scored and he contributed to their win. But it's just like so funny to hear that he was late for 25 minutes and he drops and comes on from the bench.
It's like when you come into class late and your teacher gives you punishment.
Yeah,
in school. he's still 19, right? He's not even 20.
He's very young and he was.
He's a teenager. Yeah. So hard to believe he's already achieved so much, and then maybe it shows his personality that he did come on as a sub and still scored.
Yeah, and also like his interest in football, that he was so interested in watching the El Clasico.
Oh, what happened?
Were watching El Clasico.
And that's why they were late.
Yeah. So that's the.
I thought it's so some it other incident.
Like,
okay.
Like
okay.
Yeah, it's no. There's nothing wrong that he was doing.
Yeah.
They were watching the game but got late, and he says like they had a bigger priorities. They had a game against Marseille, which is kind of a derby in France. And
That's funny. But cool, Mbappe. Next big thing. I think I don't know how true these reports are, but reports also say Neymar doesn't like that Mbappe has risen so much. So he's not the center focus now, because Mbappe is also from France, right? So obviously he'll get more love from the fans.
Yeah, and also he's the new up-and-coming star, right? Like Neymar had his days when he was like the most
Neymar
promising
is also
young
player.
I mean, he's still young, but like right now he's already a star, right?
Yeah,
he's already
yeah.
established himself as one of the biggest names in football. And,
mostly
people always
being
like
from
want
Paris,
these new...
being from Paris obviously
affects
the popularity,
and also what he did in the World Cup, like
I was hoping Pablo Sarabia gets team of the week, but he didn't.
He did get
I'll sell him. I have his gold card.
I was surprised why Manolas got it. I saw the result for
it. I didn't even know about it.
He's done nothing in the game, so I'm not sure like on what reason.
But his card looks
amazing. Yeah, his card is definitely good, so I don't mind that, but it's just surprising.
He's
86 to see
rated,
that.
Right?
Yeah. But it's just surprising to see like what pieces they gave him the card for, though. Maybe there's something else happened in the game. It was Roma against Napoli, and
I guess we didn't see the game, so we won't know.
But it's still hard to see, because usually like for a defender to get an inform, you at least need a goal or a clean sheet or an assist at least.
Mm-hmm. In Serie A, Gattuso is doing a good job. He's Milan are climbing, AC Milan are climbing up the table. They are in Champions League spots now. I've not seen them in Champions League for some time, right?
Yeah.
So it's good to, because they are one of the big European teams. The history is
amazing. Yeah, they have a lot of history in the Champions League.
Yeah. Juventus obviously still leading. Ronaldo scored 2 goals. Didn't get team of the week. I don't know. His card
he's
is already.
He's got big guys, right? So they need a hat trick at least.
He has to, yeah, score a hat trick.
There were already a couple of hat tricks this time with Suarez scoring a hat trick in Clasico, and Aspas got a hat trick as well.
So Juventus are already 6 points. They have not lost a game, I think. Yep. No games lost. Napoli dropped to third. Inter also doing well. Icardi got
scored
2 goals.
Again, yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I mean, Serie A, it's not as close now because like Juventus is kind of leading the charge now, 6 points clear of the table.
Yeah, but other like than Juventus, things are still...
Other
teams are still fighting.
Other three places.
Yeah.
Like, there is a competition. Lazio also, fifth, just on a goal difference.
Right. Yeah, I'm starting to watch more Serie A now because when Ronaldo moved there.
Yeah, I think like Ronaldo's move there has given a lot of attention. See what's happening because like you check their scores always and see what the league table is.
Yeah.
And before you wouldn't care. If,
like my primary team
if
is in it.
Scores a hat trick, you wouldn't be.
Most of the player FIFA players' primary team now is Italian.
Yeah.
Play again. What else happened? Oh, Bournemouth are continuing their good form.
Bournemouth is a free scoring side.
It would not be long. We were talking about this, I think, multiple times before that.
Yeah, they're exciting, entertaining play.
Eddie Howe will be getting a call from a big club.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are ahead of Manchester United, just 1 point behind Spurs.
Yeah. I mean, they are the sixth best team in the league right
now.
Yeah. And
very entertaining team to watch. Callum Wilson is on.
He's on fire again.
After coming back from injury also, it's shows his character, I guess, and his quality.
Yeah.
He keeps performing. Some people, there were rumors of Chelsea
signing Wilson?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's the type of player Sarri would like.
I mean, he has the right attributes. He's very fast and his link-up
mobile
play is good too.
Yeah.
Like, he's
much
quick
better
and
than Morata.
Shooting is
at
really
the moment,
good
at least. Yeah.
Go to Bundesliga.
Where,
what? Yeah, Dortmund is still top of the league.
Goal scoring team.
Yeah. So free scoring. They drew 2-2 though this time against Hertha Berlin, but they're still unbeaten in the league.
Bundesliga, Dortmund and PSG are the most high. I'm guessing they look like they are the most high scoring teams in Europe this season so far.
Yeah, I mean, Dortmund is averaging more than 3 goals a game in the league.
Yeah, managed to beat Atletico 4-0 last time around in Champions League, which is...
Yeah.
And they're also playing young players who are performing well. Jadon Sancho is...
Sancho
really
scored
well.
2 goals again. He's having unbelievable season. And
They have Pulisic who performs for them.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few other youngsters also. It's not like it's all... They have... maybe they are two big old players... Relatively old players are Royce and Godza.
Yeah.
But Jadon, other than that, their team is doing really well. Axel Witsel also, he signed from Chinese Super League.
Yeah.
Doing well. Maybe we should start watching
Bundesliga, right? Yeah, at least Dortmund games.
Yeah. Yeah, they seem more entertaining than Bayern Munich. Even Bayern Munich finally won.
Yeah.
They're back to second now. What else? Newcastle drew a game, got a point, still in the relegation zone. I don't know how. Yeah, it is surprising that no manager has been sacked in Premier League so far.
Oh yeah, I was thinking about it too as today, but I think there are few managers who are on the brink of the sacking.
Yeah.
But yeah, but still, like, no one is actually like set in stone to be sacked.
Yeah, there are not any rumors, also.
Yeah,
I think the Yeah, I didn't hear any rumors. Any sacking rumors I heard was coming from Real Madrid. That's all.
Yeah, Jose Mourinho could have been sacked, but seems like he's getting back on track. Yeah, they got a win against...
David Wagner was one of the people.
Okay, I think Fulham's manager too.
Jokanovic.
Slavisa Jokanovic.
Yeah, sacking, first sacking of the season. Let's see who gets the... Alright, what else?
I have a question. Mm-hmm. So now 10 games done. That's what people say, that you should look at the league table when it's 10 mm-hmm. games or more than 10 games.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think of the season so far? And what surprised you the most? In like across like all footballing
for
wise.
My team, I did not expect this
from Chelsea. Even though we seem to perform well every alternate mm-hmm. season, but I did not expect this from the new manager. I knew Sarri played well, Sarri's philosophy, how he played at Napoli, but mm-hmm. I thought it would take much more time than what it has taken. He has got the best out of some players like Ross Barkley, who mm-hmm. we didn't think could get into Chelsea team. And it's sort of similar to Guardiola, like whoever he is picking is performing for him,
mm-hmm.
which is good to see. So that's surprising. In terms of the whole league, Liverpool, Man City competing, it was not really a surprise.
Yeah, it's more of it's what everyone expected.
Watford start. Okay. Was even though they are now I think in their right position, but yeah, they started off really well.
Yeah, I mean, we should mention Pereira's goal as well.
Single Messi-esque type goal.
Yeah, the solo run
Messi
in the
run.
Box and
yeah.
finish to cap it off.
But I think if I have to pick Chelsea aside,
mm-hmm.
Two things that were really surprising is Wolves' form and Manchester United's form.
Okay.
Thing I would say, that was... Wolves are playing really well. They had a blip last time around, but still they are an entertaining team to watch, and they spend their money really well, unlike Fulham.
Yeah, Fulham spend a lot of money, but not in the right way. I think they didn't strengthen their defense, even though they spend so much money.
Yeah.
The defense still...
In credit to the Wolves manager as well, Nuno Espirito, I think. Yeah, he's doing well for them. And Manchester United form. I think lately, last match, they played well, though.
Yeah.
But, having them this far down the table is surprising. What about you?
For me... I think the most surprising thing, not in the Premier League, but it's more like Real Madrid's form
mm-hmm.
and where they are.
Just in overall, you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, that's overall. In the Premier League, surprising thing for me is could also be the Manchester United's position, because
mm-hmm.
I didn't expect them to be at 8th position after 10 games.
Yeah.
And also the games or the style that they are playing with. It seems like there's a lot of negativity around that club, and... Right now, Martial and Pogba are carrying them for the games, but overall, their playing style has been really found out. Their defense is not clicking, and Mourinho is frustrated, and that's what I like. So
that's what I like.
It is good that they are struggling right now for me. So that's my surprise, though. Although I mean, I like it, but I didn't expect them to be in this
mm-hmm.
position. And for Arsenal, I'm surprised that we are fourth. I didn't expect us to even like finish in the top four this season. So it's good to see us being like mentioned in that conversation.
Yeah.
The game against Liverpool will give like more
idea about
it. Yeah, it'll give us more idea on where we actually stay, because right now we're unbeaten for 13 games, but in some games like we're grinding out results and...
Which is also a good sign.
Which is also a good sign. It is true. But the defense looks shaky.
Yes.
So against a stronger opposition.
Will they be injured? Will all the defenders you mentioned, will they be injured still?
Monreal could be back.
Okay.
But there is uncertainty over.
Yeah,
that.
you'll struggle against Liverpool.
Yeah,
we'll see. So, is it at home or away from home?
So. I think I need to check.
Where is it?
Okay, at home. So Arsenal at home. So if we can beat Liverpool, then I would put us in the top four.
Mm-hmm. I'll not mind that. It will give us a chance to catch up to the table toppers as well. Who are Man City playing? Southampton. We are playing Crystal Palace also. They gave us problems.
Yeah. True.
Crystal Palace are that team and they're against big teams.
I think on their day they can beat anyone, but it's just like, it's so unpredictable when that day arrives. Like,
yeah.
I remember they beat us as well. That was one of the...
Oh, I remember nights. The 3-3 draw with the Liverpool.
Yeah.
That was after, especially after Liverpool were leading 3-0.
Yeah,
right?
That actually changed their season.
Yeah.
Their season.
Yeah. That was under Brendan Rodgers, right?
Yeah.
They could have won the title.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that is all. Once again, condolences to Leicester City and everyone involved with that club. But that is all from me.
Alright.
What about you?
That's it for me as well.
Cool. Thanks for listening, guys. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and all the other good stuff.